So what has John Mayer been doing?
He's been the lead singer for the Grateful Dead.
Really?
He's been on tour with them. Yeah.
Is there concerts?
There was. I mean, yeah, before COVID. And he's been making music with them and posting videos. Yeah, he took over for Jerry Garcia, basically. It's him and Bob Weir.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so he's busy.
If you've ever seen John Mayer, he's stupid talented.
Yes.
I mean, just crazy talented. His guitar playing is Stevie Ray Vaughan level. His singing is decent. His songwriting is great.
It's great.
He should never leave a studio. He should just sit there and do songs all day. But no, now he's in talks with Paramount to host a talk show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now he wants to compete with the late night guys. He's going to have his own talk show on the Paramount Plus network.
Right. I mean, it's Paramount Plus, you know. I mean, they don't have that many viewers to begin with, so who's watching that really, you know? It's mostly if you have Paramount Plus, it's because you want to watch, you know, whatever Michael Bay movie that they're showing today. Like it's not really. Yeah, that's good, they're going to be doing their own programming, but remember, like, Queen Latifah couldn't do it.
Right.
Queen Latifah had her own talk show. She couldn't do it.
I'm saying get out of our lane. We can do this.
Right. That's a good point.
We can play guitar.
We'd be great.
How many people can play guitar like that, sing and write songs? Stay in your own lane. You do one thing well, you're not going to do two things well. I don't know. Right. It just pissed me off when I saw it today. It's like, dude, you're not a talk show host. Nobody cares about that.
Right. Right. Listen, I mean, Chevy Chase couldn't do it. There's a lot of people who went down that road who were just...
And on paper, Chevy Chase would kill it. But
let's see. It was the Magic Johnson Hour.
Yeah.
Carney Wilson had a show. Let's see. I'm looking at a list
right now.
Nobody
thought Magic Johnson was going to be good. But when you heard about Chevy Chase, you're like, oh, this is going to be huge. It was unwatchable.
John McEnroe.
Nobody wanted that.
Chris Jenner. Remember Chris Jenner had a talk show?
Nobody wanted that.
I forgot about that. Remember 2013, Chris Jenner had a talk show? Nobody. Bethany Frankel, nobody watched that either. Katie Couric, her own talk show. She couldn't do the Katie show.
Yeah, for like 4 minutes.
Right. But that's my point. Katie Couric is the person who really should have. Listen, I understand Chris Jenner not doing it because she's a great guest, but like, no, she can't host anything. She had nothing to say. And she was a terrible host. But Katie Couric has been interviewing people and has won many Emmys and all kinds of awards for years. That should have been great.
Yeah, you can't name too many people. I don't know if I can name anybody that is good at two different things. That is good at singing and also a movie star. I mean, how many of those have we had? Not many.
Not many.
You know, Lady Gaga, maybe.
She's an amazing performer, an amazing singer, and a decent actress. She was very good in that one movie in Star Is Born that she won an Oscar for. Right, which played a singer. So would I look at her and think, oh my God, she's an amazing actress? I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I mean, Will Smith is the only person I would give it to. Like, Will Smith is an amazing rapper.
Right.
And even though we don't like the movies he's done over the past couple of years, he's still a really talented actor.
He can still open a movie. So...
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only guy we can come up with.
Will Smith. That's it.
That's it. I mean, so you're good at one thing in life. Stick with it. Don't do two. You know, if you play guitar that well, never stop playing guitar.
Right.
If you can sing that well, never stop singing. Don't come into our lane. Anybody.
Yeah.
You know.
No. I mean, the truth is, if they put you and I on for a talk show on Paramount Plus,
and we would kill it.
I mean, we've won so many awards for our interviews. Like, we would definitely kill it. And I think we would do way better than John Mayer. It's like, do you remember that show? It was that comedian show where comedians would compete to see who's the funniest comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, like, they lived in a house and they would kick out people and whatever. I don't remember the name of the show, but it was a few years back. And the way that they would vote is they would go into a room and they would say, I'm funnier than, and they would say who they're funnier than, and then that person would be voted off if enough people thought they were funnier than them. I was just thinking about that because I was thinking, we can host a show better than John Mayer.
Oh, God, yeah. But if you put us on stage and put guitars in our hands and tell us to sing, we can't do it. We know what lane to stay in.
We would hit each other over the heads with our guitars, and then we would pick up the mics and we would do our talk show.
Yeah, we have been on stage in front of thousands of people, but we have mics in our hands and we're talking. We're not singing. We're not playing guitar. So you do one thing well, stick with
that. We're saying, ladies and gentlemen, Dua Lipa.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Mayer.
Right, we have done that. That's true. Right.
So John Mayer doesn't come out and say us, and we're not going to come out and sing because we can't, and we know we can't.
Right.
So I've never seen John Mayer do an interview.
We're putting the gauntlet down. We challenge the people of Paramount Plus to give us a shot at that talk show.
Right.
And then here's what you do. You do a talk show with us and a talk show with John Mayer, and then put it out there. Put it out there for your, they have, you know, I'm sure all kinds of focus groups, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there for your focus groups, and then you tell us who the focus groups like better. Who did a better job? Who did a better interview? Who was more interesting? Who was topical?
Yeah. The only way he's beating us is the whole time he's playing a guitar singing questions to people. That's the
that's actually really good. That would be really good. You know what? You just made the show way better.
Well, and if we would have John Mayer on our show, we would make him sing the answers to every question. answer us in the form of song.
Right.
We'll be
I don't know the answer to that question.
HBO Max. They got nothing going on. Put us on HBO Max. Put him on Paramount. Same time. Let's go at it.
They have Bill Maher and John Oliver. Just FYI.
But not live every night.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Not live every night. Right. We would do a live show every single night.
Right. For a good 40 minutes. And then we get really tired. And
then we can't do any more than 40 minutes. We'd be like, oh, that was too much.
Right. So, but still, we'll take him on. He's only going to do probably a half an hour, and he's going to sing all the answers. So,
he's doing every night once a week.
That's what he's planning on doing every night.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either.
I did send you a video of a dog that only speaks Spanish. Did you see that video that I sent you? Because I wanted to discuss this dog with you.
Well, you got to think that dogs only speak the language they're taught.
Of course.
They would have to.
Absolutely.
They don't understand. All dogs aren't born with the knowledge of speaking Spanish or English.
Listen, I got to tell you, one of our closest friends, we have a couple that we're friends with, and they live in Florence. They're Italian. They have dogs who all speak Italian. It's amazing. Like, I'll be on a Zoom with her and she will say something in Italian to her dog and the dog will do whatever it is she just told the dog to do. And I was like, wow, I don't speak Italian, but your dog speaks Italian. That's impressive.
Right. Because that's all they know. That's all they've been taught.
Right.
So my dogs don't know what Italian is.
Right. So what happened with this guy is somebody actually just gave him this bulldog for free. And he would talk to the bulldog and the bulldog was not responding.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't figure out what was going on. And I guess he went through several languages and figured out that the bulldog speaks Spanish. So here he is speaking Spanish to his new bulldog.
Goddamn dog for free. Come to find out to speak Spanish. Come here, Snack. Vente. Sentate. Dame la mano, move. Dame la mano, dame la otra.
Wow.
Talking about bien boy, bien boy.
He's a bien boy.
Goddamn, man.
Wow, I can imagine that dog going, finally, I can understand somebody.
I love that sort of good boy, bien boy. Bien boy.
That dog the whole time, you're telling me to sit. I don't know what that is. I don't speak that language.
I had a friend whose mother was Israeli and taught the dog certain things in Hebrew, certain things in Hebrew, certain things in English. So you didn't know what the dog knew in English. So my girlfriend who did, you know, because of her mom did speak some Hebrew. So we would have to figure out what the mom taught the dog this week. And was it English or Hebrew? So and then we were like, oh, my God, this dog's bilingual. Like we speak one language poorly and this dog speaks two languages fluently.
OK, but I think if you break it down, dogs really only know five words.
Maybe. Smart dogs, they say, know up to 120 words.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. I think your dog knows maybe 3 words.
No, he knows. I got a really smart guy.
Turkey.
I've had dumb dogs in my past. My dog is really smart. Like, yeah. He knows probably 50 words.
My dog probably knows 5. And I think the only reason why she knows 5 words is the way I say it. If I said squirrel a different way, if I went squirrel, she'd be like, I don't know what that is. But if I go squirrel, and she's like, oh my God, what? So I think it's how you say it.
My dog has words he doesn't like. Like, he's right here. Marconi, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come. He doesn't want to. No, he's laying in front of the fan because it's hot in here.
Right. So he's like, no, I'm not.
He's literally laying in front of the fan, but he has words he doesn't. Come on. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come on. Come, come, come.
Turkey.
Marconi, come. Come.
See, she won't say turkey. She won't say.
Come on. Come on.
She won't say turkey.
No, he's not going to. No, well, he has a word he doesn't like, and I was going to say it to him and put the microphone up to his mouth, and you'll see he has no reaction to any word. There's one word that he hates. When I say it, he growls.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say the word. T-U-S-H-Y.
Tushy?
Yeah.
Can't say that.
That word makes him growl. And nobody believes me. I'm like, I'll show you. And I'll say a bunch of words. I'll say, like, you know, turkey, you know, grandpa.
But you've had that dog since he was born. How does he know that's a bad word?
Because when he was a little puppy, he had a lot of fur and he would go poop and it would get all over his fur because I was too stupid to know that you can cut the fur around the tush, around the butt. So I used to say, give me your T-U-S-H-Y, and he didn't like it. He didn't like having his butt cleaned. So every time I say the word now, he associates it with that. And the minute I say T-U-S-H-Y,
but he doesn't know how to spell it.
No, he can't spell.
He's not that smart. He's a dog, but he's not that smart. He can't spell.
But it's just funny that the one word will, and he doesn't growl. He's not a growler. He growls at nothing except for that one word. I want to show you, but he's, come here, Marconi. Come here. Come here. I have something to eat. Want some? Come here.
Oh, see, now that the dog wants food. Dog always wants food.
What
do I have?
What is this? Oh, here he comes. Here he comes.
Yeah, because he thinks you have food.
Okay, Marconi, come here. Marconi, come here. Come here.
He's always
tushy.
The dog is
tushy. Tushy. Can I touch your tushy? Can I touch your tushy? Come here. Can I have your, come here. Marconi, come here.
Now he's pissed that you didn't give him food.
Tushy? I can't get his
Yeah, he's pissed that you didn't give him food. You promised.
I'll do it on video. Where's your tushy? Where's your tushy? Where's your tushy? Can I touch your tushy?
Okay.
I can't reach the microphone close enough. He's growling a little bit, but I can't get the microphone close enough because he walked away.
I take it back. John Mayer might be able to kick our ass. John, I take all that back.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's obviously why they're hiring him, because he doesn't
he doesn't bring his dog and say, tushy. 30 minutes of that.